Valerie Davidson has been one of the biggest advocates in the state for Medicaid expansion. Now, implementing that expansion is one of her top priorities as Alaska's new Commissioner of Health and Social Services. Another focus for Davidson will be child welfare. She just served on the U.S. Attorney General's Advisory Committee on Native Children Exposed to Violence. Davidson started in the job on December 1st. She says when she accepted the appointment, she consulted her two daughters and her mom.
I told my mom and I said, well, Okuf, you know, mom, what do you think? And she said, well, we Yupiks were very hard to impress. I said, okay, mom, you know, that's fair. And then she thought about it for a while. She's very Yupik. She's from Guigin Lokakubach is her name, Tilly. And she said, but you know, you're a really hard worker and you'll work hard and you'll do a good job and I'll help you. And I said, okay, you know, thank you, mom, that's fair. And growing up, you know, doing subsistence fishing in the summer, her rule always was, if you're old enough to walk, you're old enough to help. And I think, you know, growing up in that kind of household with that really strong work ethic and that emphasis on working together in community, I think is something that will actually be really helpful in this new job.
Well, it does sound like an excellent upbringing for taking on such an enormous job. What do you think the biggest challenge will be in this position?
Well, I think in terms of the department, I mean, we have two major opportunities that are particular passions of mine. The first is Medicaid expansion, and then the other is child welfare issues.
What do you think the first steps will be to start putting that expansion in place?
Well, in order to implement Medicaid expansion successfully, we have to make sure that we have systems in place that will allow us to be successful on the very first day we go live. And in order to do that, we have two systems. One is the eligibility system, which is the system that allows people to apply for Medicaid. And we also need to be able to ensure that the second system for provider payments is also working. And unfortunately, we have significant challenges in both of those areas. In terms of eligibility, I think the situation is a lot more dire than we anticipated last week. So we have some pretty significant concerns. Where we are now is we are doing our fact-finding and getting in there and figuring out the extent of the challenge before we can craft some solutions that will allow us to be able to address those challenges and be able to move forward. We want to make sure that we implement correctly, so that when we're not rushing to start and then we've created this fallout of sloppy implementation on the back end. So we want it to work for families.
Do you have concerns about the temperature of the legislature, whether or not they are needed to implement the expansion? What are your thoughts about making sure that they're supportive of it, and how would you work to ensure that they would be?
Well, I think that, we certainly want to be able to work with the legislature. I think Governor Walker is a very collaborative, open person, and I think he's looking forward to that opportunity. And, you know, alas, this is not the first time that Alaska has faced tough decisions and tough budget years about health issues or about any other issues. And one thing I've seen over time is that the more people we can bring to the table to have that conversation, to participate in sharing their views, whether they think it's a wonderful thing or a terrible thing, the better opportunity we have to be able to shape policy. And it may not be something that everyone's 100% happy with, but it may be something that we may be able to find middle ground that we can all live with. And I think that's what makes Alaska so great, is that we do that all the time. We're not shy about, we don't back down just because things get difficult. If it's 40 below, we go about our day and we get things done. That's just what we do. And we do that with policy issues as well.
Office of Children's Services is under your purview. Do you think that there were elements of the federal task force that you were part of that might help inform how you'll make decisions or go forward with kind of bringing some of that in to working with children through OCS?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that the advisory committee recommended is that we need to do things that have worked well in the tribal health system, for example, and in the health area where you provide services as close to home as possible. And so adjudicating child welfare cases as close to home as possible means that we can do things differently, but that also requires for some barriers to be removed. Now, you certainly can't make any broad sweeping, oh yes, we have to make sure that every child stays in the community, because I think sometimes I'm not in a position to be able to say that we should do that every time, but I think that in other environments we've seen that when you can provide care as close to home as possible, it makes a difference for kids. It's a lot less traumatic, and it also provides accountability for the community. So that they know where these children are and what the processes were and what the factors were considered as well.
The budget's certainly going to be a very large issue. Are you anticipating that the health department is going to have to look for places to cut?
Well, again, we're very early in the budget process, and I think, you know, at this point I really can't say. I do know that one of the challenges we have in the Department of Health and Social Services is that a lot of the programs really are programs that serve children and programs that serve families. And so as we're making those decisions and as the legislature is making decisions about where we need to trim, we also have to be cognizant of the fact that these are real people. These are real children, and these are real families that will be impacted. And so we look forward to an opportunity to be able to have that conversation out in the open.
Valerie Davidson is the Commissioner of Health and Social Services. Her appointment needs to be confirmed by the legislature.